Well, we always know that it's the last Sunday in the month because we welcome Phil Thornycroft from Wolferstone Solicitors into the studio. Phil, nice to see you.
Morning, Tim.
Seems to have come round very quickly.
It does indeed.
Now, we don't sort of hang on the every word of our celebs, but we thought that the breakup of what do they call them?
Pits.
Yeah, but no, but there's a showbiz name for Brangelina.
Oh yeah,
the pits. We'll call it the pits. So they've broken up very publicly this week, and it prompted you to say to me, you know what, let's talk about divorces in general. It's an unfortunate thing that affects so many people.
It is, isn't it? And I think if you think about it, the pits is they met on the Mr. and Mrs. Smith film, and their husband and wife, and they were assigned to kill each other, which is quite interesting really now, because let's hope that they don't follow this through on their divorce. But I just thought, I mean, it is a tragic thing, particularly there, because they've got six children, of course.
Yeah,
and they've only been married, actually, 2 years, although they've been together quite a long time. But I think I just wanted to look at some of the relevance. There's some quite important factors that are coming through. Always when we have a celebrity divorce, it makes people think, you know, generally about divorce, and I know there's been lots of chat in the papers about this, but there's some quite useful things come out of it. Firstly, it's interesting that over there in the States, particularly in LA where the divorce is, it's irreconcilable differences that have been the ground for doing that, and that's all they've relied on. So it takes all the fault away, whereas here, whilst we've got irretrievable breakdown is the ground,
right,
you've still got to prove one of five ways: adultery, unreasonable behaviour, separation. And I think that's something really nice to learn, that it's certainly in the public eye, it's taken away some of the blame on it, and therefore they're concentrating on other things. So I think we can learn from that.
Yeah.
And currently there's a big push for reform to our divorce laws to make it something like just, you know, irretrievable breakdown and not have to rely on other things and take away the blame.
And that blame is where it all gets very emotive, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Nobody wants to... Marriages break down for various reasons, but mostly it's both parties somehow have come to the conclusion that it's broken down. And you don't need to start then blaming anybody, particularly where they're children. So I think that it's quite a good move. It's something we've been pressing for a long time. But I think in this case, I think it's really good because it shows you that it does work, and that it's allowed the couple to concentrate on other things.
Now, divorce has become a more common thing over the years, and it doesn't seem to have the social stigma that it perhaps had 50 years ago. But, I mean, how many marriages do end in divorce in this country?
Yearly 130,000.
Wow.
So it's a lot. So it's 42%. Of marriages end in divorce, which is quite a frightening thought, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, because we, again, talking about the celebrity side of things, we hear about the prenuptials and stuff like that. And is that just for the celebs, or is that for everybody?
No, it isn't actually. That's important. They haven't said anything about the prenups on the Pitt case, but I'm sure they will have drafted one up. I've seen the petition, and it's interesting to see what they're both claiming. But here in the UK, now it's more and more used, and only this week we've been talking about this, because particularly in farming communities where there's divorces and they want to keep the farms and within the family, we tend to have had prenups there when young couples are getting together and have farms, excluding the farms. And that's quite important.
Mm.
And the other ones we've noticed is where couples are getting together and mum and dad have lent money to the couple to buy a house, for example. And again, we start to see prenups where that's actually taken out of any subsequent discussion.
Right.
So I think it's becoming used more and more, and people are accepting that. And I think it's quite good news, actually. I think in years to come, we'll see some benefits from this.
Well, it's very interesting stuff, Phil. And as we always say at the end of our conversations, the thing to do is take professional legal advice if any of what we talk about affects you.
I think so, absolutely. I think that the most important thing, what we try and do, contrary to a lot of discussions, we do try and get rid of a lot of the problems and try and deal with it in a civilised way. It's interesting to know that Laura Wasser, who's acting for the Pitts, or acting for, I think, Angelina, her current rate is $850 an hour and a $25,000 retainer. I can promise you at Wolfstone's we won't be doing that.
Phil Thornycroft, thank you so much. See you next
month. Thanks, Tim.